Attention maggots, this is Sergeant Slaughter from WWE and G.I. Joe, the real American hero. You're listening to Mega Power Radio. Don't touch that dial. And that's an order.
What's shaking, Mega Maniacs? It is Monday, February 23rd. We just finished watching tonight's edition of Monday Night Raw. It's time for us to gather together for the Monday Night Tradition, the Raw post show on MegaPowersRadio.com. Most interactive post-Raw experience where we invite all of you out there listening to get your opinions about tonight's show. The road to WrestleMania officially on its way. You can join the show using a phone line that we'll have opening up around 11:30. Dial in, get yourself in line using area code 760-512-7247. Chat room is already open. Shout outs to all the people who got here nice and early. Back out! Brian the Brain, haven't seen you in a while. Ferris 419, Chaotic, Wazili, and Silent Wind of Doom. And of course, you can also join us via Skype. We have a Twitter open using the hashtag RawPostShow. Lots of ways to get yourself involved. Good to hear from all of you. But first, let me introduce who we got here on the show. I'll be hosting things. My name is Mike Payton, station director here at Mega Powers Radio. With me is Mr. Steven Wago, the head man of UDMMA and the host of Addicted to Anime here on Mega Powers Radio. How you doing, Mr. Wago?
I am doing good. And where the fuck is Drew?
Drew is having some intelligent conversation somewhere. I assume that he is sipping tea with his pinky out, and he is wearing a robe.
I heard he's good at banging with that finger.
Also with me tonight is the head man of Smark Out Moment, Fanboys Anonymous, and with that one about the tree, whatever it's called, Mr. Tony Mango.
What's up, everybody? How you doing tonight?
Oh, we're all absolutely tremendous. I'm sure I'm speaking collectively for every single other person out there in the universe. Well, we had our build to WrestleMania officially start taking shape. We had a couple of matches confirmed last night at Fastlane, a controversial pay-per-view, which we'll be running down the full review for on this week's edition of Smack Talk on SmarkOutMoment.com. I believe the two matches we had confirmed as of last night were Sting and Triple H, and Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns will be our main event for the WWE title. But tonight, we got a couple more matches confirmed, which we would have assumed anyway, with Rusev and John Cena, which I assume will be for the U.S. title once again. And actually, it looks like we might be getting a multi-man match for the Intercontinental title, either a triple threat between Barrett, Ambrose, and Ziggler, or perhaps even a fatal four-way with R-Truth involved, because it looks like they were getting him a little bit of push in there. So let me ask you guys, with all that went down with everything the past couple of nights, what's the number one thing you've taken away, Mr. Wago?
Number one thing that I've taken away, and honestly, there's nothing that sticks out to me other than, damn, this city was actually totally into kayfabe tonight, and that was a nice change of pace. I'm kind of getting sick of the smog city, so tonight was good in that respect. As far as generally leading up to Mania, I think they still need to do a more solid job at selling the pay-per-view. I'm not into Rusev versus Cena, though I am more impressed with Rusev's act recently. And I don't know what it is about Roman Reigns. He had a sweet promo tonight, but something's off, and I don't know why. I can't buy into him being the guy to topple Brock Lesnar.
Well, they have a number of weeks to make a bigger believer out of us. This is week one. As you're saying, they need to make a better build. This is just week one, though. Let's see what they got going for it. I think they're already starting a fair path. I think it's a big turnaround from the build that they had going for Fastlane already in the first week. But Tony, what's the first thing you've taken
away? WWE does not know what to do for WrestleMania. Or at the very least, they do not know what to do for Fastlane to set up WrestleMania.
Okay, that's fair.
I think that this is another indication that The way that pay-per-view last night was booked and the way that some of the things tonight ended up happening, they are still kind of trying to figure out what they want to do, and they don't want to make any commitments, but they at the same time don't want to not do certain things, and it's kind of shooting them in the foot.
Well, now where do you see that? The only, like I said, the only thing that's kind of vague is the Intercontinental, whether it would be a triple threat or a fatal four way. What else are you seeing?
Well, they announced tonight that there's going to be another Andre the Giant Battle Royal, and if we are going to assume that any of the kind of things that we've been hearing from the dirt sheets are true with Daniel Bryan, the two primary matches that he would end up being in, actually, you know what, the three primary main matches that he would be in are against Dolph Ziggler, which they did nothing to set up at all, even tonight, against Sheamus, which they still hadn't brought him back yet, and they're still running promos of him basically being a babyface, and alternatively, him in the main event, which they threw that completely out last night. So if you include somebody in the Battle Royal like Sheamus, you can't include him in with Daniel Bryan. If you take him out of that, then who's going to be the main star of the Battle Royal? Are you really going to give that to somebody like Ryback or something? If that's the case, then you know, there's a lot of different things that are kind of going crazy, and Randy Orton is another example of, I don't know exactly where they're going with this. I don't think that they know either, because they're kind of stalling, and they'll try to figure out it next week and stuff. The tag team division, are they really going to set up maybe a mixed tag match? Like, is that going to be it? You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm giving them a little bit too much credit, and at the same time giving them not enough credit, because the way that I'm looking at it right now, if the card that gets to WrestleMania is the way that I think it's going to be, that sucks. But maybe I'm not giving them enough credit that they have this big plan and I just don't see it.
Oh, shit, dude. All right. Well, that brings me on to something that I actually had that I thought about with Daniel Bryan that I think could be an interesting thing that they could do with him. What if they started taking Daniel Bryan's character into this direction where he started being the guy that gets pushed down our throat? It's like, this is what the people wanted. All right, well, you're going to get Daniel Bryan. He starts getting like the John Cena treatment, where no matter how much he doesn't win that world title match, he finds a way to get another world title shot and another world title shot and another world title shot. What if that's the story that we see play out with Daniel Bryan? Could they eventually bring that into a heel persona for him, just completely change up with Daniel Bryan? Because you know what? He's not going to be able to be the number one babyface. Maybe he could be the number one heel to Roman Reigns.
I don't know. I don't think that they're going that route. I think that that's playing it a little bit too risky, and they wouldn't be willing to mess around with the popularity that he's got. Because if they were willing to do that, they would have done it with John Cena.
The fans will turn him face again. He was a heel before, and because there's an overwhelming support for him as a personality and for his ability, people will just turn him again. It'll be a short-lived heel turn, so I see it pointless. It'd be nice to have Daniel Bryan in the main event, but if Daniel Bryan isn't winning in the main event, the fans will turn on Roman Reigns. So I wouldn't do that just because I don't want to hurt Roman.
Here's a question, though. If you don't put him in the main event and you don't put him in with Sheamus, it doesn't look like they're building up to the Dolph Ziggler thing. What do you do with him? Is he just another person in the Battle Royal? Like, that is awful if that's the case.
Maybe he's the guy that wins it.
That's like a really shitty downturn.
No, I think you could find like some type of random upper mid-card guy to put him. You know how they usually find someone to put with like a Kane or something like that? Shit, you could do him and Kane.
I don't want to see that match. I have even less of a reason to see that match as I do to see a rematch between John Cena and Rusev, and that, fuck you guys for doing that one.
What about Daniel Bryan versus an NXT guy?
I'm starting to think NXT is not going to have any presence.
That'd be an incredible downgrade, but as a viewer, depending on who he's wrestling, it could be an amazing match.
CJ Parker.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Yeah, just watch him do one move, break Daniel Bryan's nose, and cut his hand open again. That guy is the worst No, I'm not going to go off on him because, yeah, I got too much hate for that guy.
Well, let's talk about another point that you went into, Tony, which was the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Who wins that? I have to say that the easy pick for me right now would be Sheamus.
Yeah. God damn it. I do hope that it's Ryback, though.
Yeah, Ryback would be a good contender as well. And I'm not going to lie. I do kind of want to get behind Curtis Axel.
I do like Axelmania. That is kind of cool. But nah, he ain't winning.
We got a tweet from our good friend Dane Quinn saying, Daniel Bryan will face Sheamus as of now unless he gets personal with Reigns and Lesnar to force into the title match. I still have a feeling that's where Daniel Bryan's going to end up, is in the title match, one way or another. Whether they're going full out with my plan, like I said, I still think we're going to see Daniel Bryan wheedle his way into this match.
I thought he was going to catapult.
Yeah.
What if he's just the ref of the match?
Well, that would suck too. Like, you don't use a main star person as a referee at WrestleMania. You use an old legend. You use a Ric Flair or an Austin or a Michaels or something like that, which you couldn't do that in this match anyway.
Just hire Shawn Michaels to cry in the corner and it'll make it a 5-star match.
Oh, goodness. Sorry. Well, we want to know what you out there got to think about the events of Raw, the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, Daniel Bryan's placement for the build to WrestleMania, whatever else might be on your mind. Dial in, get yourselves in line, area code 760-512-7247. You could also join us by pressing the Skype icon at the top of the broadcast page. If you don't know what I mean by the broadcast page, because you're listening to us in the archive form, you should be joining us live every Monday night following the end of Raw. Megapowersradio.com is the place to be, where you can also join all those cool cats in the chat room. We got a few extra people showing up. Shout outs to Creepers on the Radar, Chaotic. I'll just give shout outs to everyone again. By God, Brian the Brain, Wazili, Silent Wind of Doom, and all you guests out there. And if you are a guest and you're listening to us live, you should be registering with blogtalkradio.com so you can join that chat room and chat with all those folks I just listed. What are they talking about right now? Looks like they're talking about Jon Stewart. That's something that they're pushing really heavily right now. Is that going to play a part in this whole WrestleMania thing? It seems like the potential match for it right now is looking like Rollins versus Randy Orton. Will we see like Rollins have J&J Security in his corner, and maybe Orton will have like Jon Stewart in his corner?
Ideally, what I'd like to see is him try and do the Mickey Rourke role of punching how he punched Jericho. Instead, he tries to punch Rollins, but like breaks his hand on his chin or something. And then never comes back to the WWE again, because I've got no interest in this.
I don't think he's getting involved.
Why are they showing this freaking thing like 5 times?
Get as much
times
out of it as they can. But I think that this is going to be something that just kind of eats up time until WrestleMania. You know, especially when it comes to like Randy Orton. Like if you had somebody like a Daniel Bryan who, not to say that he's like better on the mic than Randy Orton, because they're, you know, about the same. But especially like a John Cena that who has more of like an ability to babyface it up with celebrities, like Orton can't do that. You know, Orton's not going to be like, yo, buddy, John, it's awesome to see you and all this. Like, you know, he'd give him an RKO, and you can't really do that because then that's just making John Stewart look bad. And then WWE doesn't like to do that with their celebrities. So I think this is going to be just something that they kind of keep going to try to get as much publicity out of this as possible. And then Randy Orton attacks Rollins next week or something, and we're, you know, back to square one. It'd be kind of cool to see him involved in some way, but.
Well, you know, WrestleMania was always built from the very beginning as something that crossed wrestling into the mainstream, and very often we always had celebrity involvement. Who would we see involved? I know we got Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be joining us for the Hall of Fame. If Jon Stewart's not there, what else would they possibly be able to do?
I don't think they have any like musical people that could do anything this year. I don't even know who the hell sings that song that they've been using. The one that's like,
I don't even know how they would do that live.
I hate that fucking song.
I hate that so goddamn much. What are they fucking saying in it? I don't fucking listen. Is there any cool new themes that they could have someone perform live? I mean, they're not going to have like a live band do Roman Reigns.
You know, this isn't really new. It came out a couple months ago, but I never listen to the radio. So I come across things very, very late. But the song Centuries by Fall Out Boy, that would be an awesome WrestleMania song. Rise by David Guetta. Is that how you pronounce it? Or Guetta? Skylar Gray.
I have no idea. But hey, Skylar Gray. She was at WrestleMania 29. She performed with Puffy.
That chick, yeah. Yeah, don't bring her on.
Yeah. You know what? She's actually a really good singer, but she put like no effort right in that night. She did not give a shit about WrestleMania.
Think there's, like, maybe five songs or so that's like featuring her that I have, like some Eminem song and stuff, but man, mm-hmm. She was just kind of like as phoning it in as possible.
She phoned it in that night. Yeah. She didn't even phone it in. She texted.
Shit, I don't know what you're doing for celebrities. I mean, the Hall of Fame is kind of sucking this year even, so you can't even do like a tie-in with like the Mr. T and Hulk Hogan thing or something. Like, yeah, the Bushwhackers, you got like a lot of these non-wrestling segments this year might end up being pretty terrible.
You know, that makes me think, what are they going to do for Roman Reigns' entrance? Because they got to do something.
He's instead of coming in through the top of the arena with the crowd, he's going to come in through the parking lot. It's going to be extra fucking long of him going through things. He's going to come across Goldberg.
It's going to be like,
he's going to be like, oh, what's up, buddy? And he'll be like, yeah, I'm just hanging out. Actually. All right, cool.
It's gonna start with the alarm going off in his hotel room. And he's going to like get up and like start yawning. Slowly like start taking a shower. Oh, I like where this is going.
I don't know what they could do outside of just having the normal entrance. That kind of sucks.
I think they need to start having him come out through the ramp.
Yeah.
Enough of that shit. Yeah, see, Brian the Brain just said it too. Have him come through the actual entrance and give him that cool pyro idea I had where he does that like Superman punch into the ground and have all the pyro go off. That'd be fucking hot fire.
Then he shouts, it's Clubber in time.
Why not? Yeah.
He just takes another superhero's tagline. Roman Reigns smash.
All right. We're going to start opening up our phone lines out there. Once again, if you want to get yourself heard on the Raw Post Show tonight, use your phone, your cellular phone or your landline phone, whichever one you prefer. Dial area code 760-512-7247 and get yourself on the most interactive post-Raw experience available here on MegaPowersRadio.com. And our first caller is hailing from the 540. See who it is this week. I-40, are you there?
I am there.
What's up, dude?
How you doing? How you doing today, Mike?
Absolutely tremendous, man. We're excited to be on the road to WrestleMania. What'd you think about tonight's show? What'd you think about Fastlane?
I think Fastlane was pretty okay. The best match of the night was Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan. I think Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan put on a show at Fastlane.
Mm-hmm.
But Raw for
I cannot agree more, man. Those guys stole the night.
Okay. With the tease of, like, Randy Orton and Seth Rollins trying to outdo each other with Orton delivering the RKO to Noble. I think I can still see Randy Orton taking on Seth Rollins at WrestleMania.
Very, very likely. At this point, what is are you most looking forward to in the WrestleMania build?
Well, if this matchup, I'm looking forward to the Battle Royal. Definitely looking forward for Reigns versus Lesnar for the title. But the one match I cannot wait to see, and that's Sting versus Triple H.
Oh, you're the one.
Yes.
What's your attachment to that one? Are you a longtime WCW fan? This is like a dream match for you to see.
1997.
Well, yes, this has been the longest dream match I've been waiting to see. I mean, I watched Nitro before Monday Night Raw back in 2000, And, yeah, when the announcer said that Sting was upset that DX came in their WCW invasion with that pull, with that bull, no, no, with that megaphone and, the army truck, I think that may have pissed Sting off a little bit.
Just a little bit. Time counts letting us know we got a lot more callers on the line. Jeff, let me ask you before you go, your high point and low point for Raw tonight.
I guess the high point would have to be considered that Randy Orton is more likely to turn on Seth Rollins. And I guess the low point, too, would definitely have to be, let me think here, Paige and Emma versus the Bells, because that was a very short match. Ooh.
That was barely a match. I don't think that even clocked in at his minute.
Okay. And one last thing before I go.
What's up, dude?
I know you saw the fast lane with Bray Wyatt and The Undertaker. I will really look forward to that match to happen at WrestleMania, if that were the case.
It certainly looks that way. And at this point, I'm certainly hoping it's going to be a casket match with all the allusions they've been having to it.
Yeah. Well, thanks anyway.
All right, Jeff. We're going to move on to the next caller, man. Awesome, man. We're always happy to have you here.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely, man. Exciting times coming up ahead with WrestleMania. You have a good night, dude. All right. Lots of fun continuing here on the Raw Post Show. We got a few callers in there. We appreciate you guys being on the line, being patient. We're going to keep callers coming on as quickly as we can here. Next one we're going to move along to is calling from the 646 area code. Let's bring him on here. Caller from 646, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Aisha.
Aisha, I thought this number sounded familiar. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're all absolutely tremendous. Had pretty much fun tonight, except for a few things that always leave us miffed. But we always look to have fun by the time we get here on the air. How are you doing? What'd you think of Fastlane in tonight's show?
Fastlane, I thought it was okay. There was like a few things that were bad, things that were good. Yeah, I liked the main event. I liked the segment between Sting and Triple H. I liked the tag match. Yeah, it was okay. And Raw, it was okay tonight.
It's okay.
Yeah. Always decent.
It's a very mediocre reactions that we had so far about it. Well, at this point, what's got you excited for WrestleMania? Is there anything that they've announced that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, of course. I'm looking forward to Triple H versus Sting because Triple H is my guy, so I got to see that. I'm happy that Orton came back tonight, and also when he came back at Fastlane, so we'll see how the Orton versus Rollins 2 turns out. Seems like they're going to do a fatal four-way for the IC title, and and the Andre Memorial Battle Royal. I'm guessing
who's your pick for that one?
I see Ryback winning for some reason.
Yeah, all right. There you go, Tony. You got some more Ryback support.
Big guy. Big support for the big guy.
Let's see.
So a big topic of discussion we were having here at the beginning of the show is, what are they going to do with Daniel Bryan for WrestleMania? What do you hope to see they do with Daniel Bryan for WrestleMania?
I really don't want them to do Bryan with Sheamus because it'll be bad. I hope they do Bryan versus Ziggler, but it seems like they're taking Ziggler in a different direction. So I don't know. But the only way is for him to go into the title match. Yeah. So I don't know. We just have to see what plays out through the coming weeks of WrestleMania. So.
Well, if you were to say. Here's a question I should definitely ask you. Well, who is your pick between John Cena and Rusev?
I didn't care about that match. I really didn't care about both of them. Like, I didn't care about them.
But what about Mania?
Huh?
You still don't care? Like, even after that last night and their interactions tonight, you still don't care about them at all?
Yeah, I don't care. Like, I don't care. I really don't care about the feud. Don't see them.
What about the Rhodes brothers?
Oh, I would say, like, the Fastlane match, it was not that good, but I can see they were telling a story, but the segment after the match was better than the match we had. I can see they can put on a better match, and I like how they're playing the story about how Cody Rhodes is dead, and the crowd is singing off him, so I like that. So, yeah, I think they'll put a better match at WrestleMania.
They certainly couldn't put on a worse one. What about the Diva situation? What do you hope to see happen with that? Because as of right now, I have no idea where they're going with all these Divas.
I don't even know. What was that match like that just happened?
That was a match?
Apparently not. And apparently it was trending on Twitter saying give the Divas a chance. And now, I don't know. Isn't AJ coming back? Like, I can care less about the Divas. Like, until Charlotte comes, then I'll care.
I think a lot of us can agree with that one. Charlotte is going to raise a lot of eyes. I'm calling it night after WrestleMania. That's when Charlotte's going to come out. Very much like Paige did. And shake up the women's division.
I can watch them play.
All right, Aisha.
Charlotte win the Divas title in her debut. I can see them doing that again.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like a year later type thing. It'd be a perfect redemption. Or, what's what we're looking for? Vengeance, I guess. I don't know. Karma on Paige. But not like, Karma's Awesome Kong karma. That would be awesome. All right, Aisha. Before we let you go, your high point and low point for tonight's episode of Raw.
High point, I would say... I get Orton and Rollins interaction. Low point was obviously the Divas. So, yeah.
Obviously. It's bad that we get to that point where we're saying that. And we've been at that point for a long time. But for a while, it seemed like they were getting better. But tonight, that was just... You know, it wasn't all the Divas looked bad. The Divas title looked bad. But I got to say, I'm really digging what they're doing with Natty and Naomi between the Usos and the Swinging Cats.
Yeah, I like that.
Our new tag team champions. I'm ecstatic for them. All right. Aisha, we're going to move on to our next caller. We always appreciate your call coming on, though. You have a good night.
You too, guys. Thanks for having
me. Oh, goodness. Phone lines continuing to be open. We'll keep taking callers as we're going through here. Dial in area code 760-512-7247, or you can join us via Skype by pressing the little Skype icon at the top of the page. And speaking of Skype, we got someone coming on from Skype. His name, I don't know if I could say it. Can I say it, guys?
Yes, you can.
Oh, I don't know. I don't really feel like saying it very enthusiastically, so to say, it's Silent
Wind. Oh, him?
Holy crap, it's really my turn?
Hey, Silent Wind of Doom.
Huh.
Yeah. What's up, dude?
Get on so early. Don't you do tonight? Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're out of time for you, Silent Wind of Doom. You have a good night, dude. All right. So, very interesting thing that we didn't get to talk about yet was Bray Wyatt and The Undertaker. What do you guys think about that one?
I am at a crossroads. I don't...
I'm just kidding. Aww. We should bring Silent Wind of Doom back on. Silent Wind of Doom.
I am so pissed off.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. Say what you gotta say.
Drew Wyatt.
Yeah, he moved him. I was waiting for it.
Bray Wyatt's my favorite guy now. Undertaker's my favorite guy ever. And I was really excited to see him show up at Fastlane and nothing happened. And I was really excited to have him show up tonight and still nothing. But I don't know how long they're going to drag this on for. I mean, they can't possibly not have him show up at all until WrestleMania, right?
Well, if you were following, what was it, Instagram? He showed up on there.
Oh, snap.
Do you not have the Instagram app?
I do not have the Instagrams. I cannot Wait. No, I don't have Instagram. Instagram's the one I have. Twitter, I don't have.
You make it sound like a disease. Oh, man. The Instagrams.
I got the Instagram. You might want to. It kind of is, man.
Yo, man, you get infected with the Instagrams. That, like, sucks your life away from you. You, like, start turning into all these weird colors.
It's okay. I won't be able to see the colors.
No? Okay.
Someone distracted me. I forget exactly what happened, but I had to leave during the pay-per-view. And I came
Did you get rolled up?
Like, hey, what happened? And they just told me how the match ended and everything. And I start watching tonight, and apparently there was a whole thing with the Undertaker entrance and the casket and everything last night.
There was druids.
I completely missed that, and no one told me about it, so I just found out tonight.
It was like 10 minutes long. How did you miss it?
I was gone for like 15 minutes. Like, what happened? Like, the match ended. I was like, oh, okay. Must have been a long freaking match.
You have bad friends.
Yes, I do.
What else is on your mind about the build to WrestleMania? Yeah, Daniel Bryan. What the hell is Daniel Bryan doing?
Okay. I don't know what they have an out still. They do still have an out because we had this conversation. I was watching this with my friends, and there was a big move, and they both ended up collapsed on the ground, and Bryan was kind of laying with his legs on Roman, and my friends are like, he's pinned. Like, he's laying down at the bottom, and
see,
his shoulders are down.
That's I'm not the only one that called that then.
And they held that for like a minute and a half. And so if they still don't want to go with where they're going right now, they do still have the out. It's a million to one shot, but they still have something if they want to just go the worst possible. But yeah, I don't know what he's gonna do. I'm still pissed off that I guess Hologram is the end, because I was hoping that WrestleMania was when we were gonna get the big Dean and Seth match, but I think that's just long dead now.
They could do that like SummerSlam. That could be a good SummerSlam match. To this point, they don't know what they're doing with SummerSlam either. I don't think. They don't even know where SummerSlam's going to be.
Yeah. Somewhere. In the general
area. One thing we've been debating about tonight, who do you think is going to win the Andre the Giant Battle Royal?
I don't know, and I wouldn't wish that on anyone considering what happened to the guy who won last year.
He's a tag team champion now.
Well, he is, but he went through a lot of to get there, and most people still don't care to the tag team championship. It's the penny belt. But it is nice. He actually freaking won something. I couldn't believe it. I was so happy.
We got another tweet from Dane Quinn, who made a really good person for it. He said, Damian Mizdow will win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I think that's a good suggestion for it.
Are we not getting Mizdow then?
I don't think we will. I think we'll see their heat go through the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Huh. That could work. That could be interesting.
Sign up with the Doom. Where do you fall on this one? Rusev or Cena?
I think...
Who wins at WrestleMania? Rusev, Cena?
I think Cena. I It doesn't seem like there's any more fitting place for Rusev to finally lose. Unless he's going to keep it going for a whole other freaking year and lose to someone who's not.
Yeah, Cena. Do it. Yeah, Roman Reigns, do it.
Is he still going to be US
champion? This has been like way too much of an investment this last year. Way too much of an investment over this last year to just blow it on lol Cena wins at WrestleMania.
All right. I mean, if they even go that route, I mean, unless they put that off, because he said, I guess this whole month is going to be spent with Cena trying to get into all of this. Because Rusev did say no. We'll see how that all ends up.
Yes, he did. All right. Well, now we really got to move on. That was Time Cow getting pissed. He's you know, gone off like three times now. He really doesn't like you for some reason.
Quicks. I think he's just getting cranky in his old age. I mean, he hasn't got many years left.
Yeah. Silent Wind of Doom, real quick, your high point, low point for Raw.
My high point was the line at the end of the match that Curtis Axel was in. He kind of went out with, and he's still in the Royal Rumble. Which I hope they keep that going until next year and he gets two entries because he's still got the entry from last year. And my low point is that there's still no freaking Undertaker. Still nothing.
Oh.
Someday. We'll see.
All right, SWAT, you have a good night. We'll hear you later when you call in doing your fake JD impression.
Peace.
We got another tweet from Mr. Dane Quinn reminding me, did you catch John Cena calling the accolade the acolyte?
Yeah, what a fucking idiot. And then he put me in the acolyte. And of course, you and I jumped right into it. It's like, it said something weird. I got it.
He put him into the Farouk.
Surprised JBL didn't chime in. Ah, that's the greatest move of all time.
Yeah, he shit off that. JBL missed opportunity. You gotta make John Cena look strong, you know. Alright, let's talk about this. Rusev versus Cena. What the fuck? Why'd they have that match last night at all if they were just gonna have it end like that?
Right.
They want to try and protect Rusev by letting him have a win against Cena because Cena's going to kill him at WrestleMania. But it's not going to work. And we can all say goodbye to the hard work that they have done with Rusev.
Yeah.
No. I cannot believe that they're going to let that happen. If not for any other reason, but because they need to keep Lana around.
Well, they can keep Lana around, but she'll just suck. Even worse.
Lana does not suck. Lana's awesome.
I'm pretty sure she sucks. Ask Rusev.
The best thing they can do with Lana is once they break her off from Rusev, they can have like a backstage segment where Kofi and her are talking about how they're good at faking accents, and then she can just become a regular diva.
Just go by CJ?
God, please no. Gosh. Rhodes versus Rhodes. Where are you guys sitting with this one?
Whoa, that match was atrocious. Seriously. They might have blew their chance. That might have been a platform for them to prove they deserved a Mania match, and if that's the case, they fucked up. I don't know where it goes from here. I want to see the match, but I don't want to see the match, because I'm afraid it's going to be more of that.
You know where I think it goes? The pre-show.
I'd be okay with that. I'm hoping Cody drops the Stardust character altogether, though. I want him to just go back to Cody Rhodes and get a decent heel run. So I'm hoping this whole storyline ends with him just trying to humiliate his brother by doing his gimmick better than him and then kicking him to the curb.
Tony, any thoughts?
I'll rip on the match itself when we're doing our review on Smack Talk, but I'll say something more positive here. Generally speaking, the match sucked, but I'm still on board with this match. So,
mm-hmm. Why
I think
that
the feud's got some promise. And I think that last night, some of it's on them, obviously. Because, you know, the people that complain about the Divas and they go, well, you're not giving the Divas a chance and you're only giving them a few minutes. Well, you know what? You can have a great 3-minute match and you can have a terrible hour-long match. So, it depends on talent. Some of that blame goes on them, but I think that a lot of last night's flaws were WWE's booking more so than the actual execution in it. So, yeah, it sucked, but I like what they did before and after.
I think that they're finally adding some interesting layers to the Stardust character that they've waited way too long to put on there, but I guess better late than never. I think that they could really take it to some really interesting directions as this heel, as this just wacko out there from the fifth dimension, which is a nice touch. I love they added to it. I liked his outfit that he had last night, but they went back to his older one tonight. I don't know what the point of that was, but I don't know. I'm interested in seeing him stay as Stardust. And Brian the Brain actually brought up in the chat room, and I thought it would be an interesting twist, is to have Goldust come out as Dustin Rhodes. A little more grounded, because they really are humanizing Goldust lately.
I've been saying for the longest time it needs to be Dustin versus Cody.
I think it needs to be Black Rain versus Stardust.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that was a wonderful contribution.
Thanks, man. I'm doing my best Drew tonight.
Well, speaking of Drew, let's go ahead and get him in the conversation here. Drew says he's finally home. Mr. Late to the fucking party. Mr. Drew, you there?
Oh, hello.
Finally, Drew comes home.
It's me. It's letters that don't make rhymes.
All right, Drew, we pretty much talked about everything, so run down everything really quick.
Episode of Raw after a shitty February pay-per-view, so this is the road to WrestleMania, and it was average.
All right. Well, that was pretty much a good summation of Raw tonight. What are you looking forward to on the road to Mania so far? Stop typing.
That's not even me. definitely Tyson Kidd and Cesaro. I think that's awesome. I totally called that. And then we also have my boys, the Primetime Players, picking up that W. Those two tag teams. They're making that division anything I want it to be right now. Also, I was just going to mention something about Rusev as well. Rusev, I hope that he doesn't lose the title at Mania. That's really all I care about at this point. I'm not looking forward to Undertaker, Bray Wyatt. I'm not looking forward to some of the matches. I mean, that Andre the Giant memorial match is what Tony's looking forward to the most. But no, just like some of the matches I'm not really looking forward to, but I'm definitely looking forward to whatever Rusev. I don't know why I'm thinking Sami Zayn now for some reason. But Seth Rollins, the tag team titles. Yeah, that's really about it. But yeah, it should be interesting going into it. Definitely Cena and Rusev put on a good promo on tonight, though. Rusev, though, he was on his point. Lana just standing there looking good, and all you need is Rusev talking nowadays. That's all you need.
So how much did the Ascension fall off?
I totally called that as soon as they came out that they were going to... I don't know what happened. I don't know if this is just the Bo Dallas thing, like, because Bo Dallas was doing good, and then he randomly picked Bill Wallace to a black guy, of all things, R-Truth. Not saying that's the reason why, but I'm just saying that's just something that I noticed off the top of my head. But no, it's just completely random that they lost it. Although, I will say that the Primetime Players... Even though it doesn't make sense, it makes a little bit more sense than R-Truth randomly picking up the win against Bo Dallas. Mainly because the Primetime Players did just come back, and they did look strong. I think last week was it kind of, sort of, a little bit, so...
The funniest thing out of this situation is, if you're a pro wrestler and you bitch and complain about the WWE, you normally get punished. Darren Young's in a situation where he can talk as much shit as he wants, and they'll just try and keep him happy, because they don't want bad press on their hands.
Exactly. So, yeah, I don't know what's wrong with the Ascension. I mean, that they always cut that, like, small vignette promo backstage at the show before their matches, and that usually is the most interesting thing about them, that and I guess their entrance. I mean, you noted something when we in our little chat earlier before during their entrance that they dimmed the lights down or something like that. And also, I don't know what's wrong with the Ascension. They seemed fine going into it. I'm not a big fan of the Ascension. If you listen to me talk about anything NXT related, never liked the Ascension. I always thought that they're that big brute tag team, they just suck in the ring, and that's all I care about. So I don't know why they just randomly lost. So I think that's stupid that they did. I don't know. Maybe they're just so high on Tyson Kidd and Cesaro that they're just like, fuck everyone else. We just need those two. Who knows?
They could build a tag division around those guys. Except
because the thing, those two will put on high-quality matches. Ascension, I think they could put on a good match with those two, but I won't look forward to it. Although, I do want to mention that they just totally fucked Tyson Kidd's awesome theme music by just giving him Cesaro's when they come out.
By God, in the chat room saying, the Ascension are so shitty, but they have the best entrance.
It is pretty cool. Entrance. And also one thing I wanted to note about Raw, I think Sean, who's not even here, was like, yeah, so those post cameras, something that none of us mentioned or noticed until he said something about it.
Yeah, that's right. I literally had no idea what he was talking about. And then after he pointed that out, it was just like, well, all right, I guess I'm never unseeing this again.
Exactly.
What are you guys on about?
You don't...
The posts, they like made them a little bit taller so they could put little like GoPro cameras in them.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Look at the top turnbuckle and you'll be able to see the big gap that's up there that it didn't exist before.
Let's see. What?
I kind of wish I didn't know that. That's going to piss me off now.
I forget what promo it was, but I was just full like, yeah, fuck this promo. I'm just going to stare at this ring post the entire time now. Oh, yeah, it was John Cena. There we go.
Oh, wait, they used that last night.
Yeah, when one of the Usos hit the turnbuckle, they did like a back view of it.
I just thought of that right now. Oh, yeah, okay. Fuck, I did notice that last night. I didn't even think twice about it. I must have just thought it was a shitty cameraman or something.
Yeah, because they used that a lot in NXT. That was the thing they were using a lot down there. So now they're bringing it up to the main roster.
Maybe they...
Interesting how NXT is influencing the main roster. Maybe they could
go back to some of the other NXT ideas that they've had, like have those managers stand up on the ring apron with the microphones.
That are, you know, actually put on wrestling clinics on the main roster instead of just NXT. They haven't got that far yet, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. The gong, because that was cool.
As far as having the A manager stand on the apron, they should have done that during Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker. It might have been fucking entertaining.
You know, it'd be a great idea is if we put live microphones on the managers so they can talk during the matches.
No, because then you'll get an AW situation, which is awesome as hell when what he did.
Oh, he was the man. He should be brought back. Definitely bring him back with the primetime players, because that was so awesome when the three of them were doing that.
Poor guy gets fired for a joke that Big Show made like years prior. Poor bastard.
Yeah, and the thing, the difference between AEW saying and the Big Show was when Big Show said it, like it was relatively close to when it happened. That was so many years ago when the AEW said it that it was so fucking pointless that he shouldn't have gotten in trouble at all for it. Time has passed, you know. I don't know. I mean, it's not like if I look up AEW, I'm not going to get pictures of him like killing anyone or anything like that, so, or porn.
Or if your 8-year-old daughter searches for him.
Yeah, exactly, so.
So, speaking of Googling things, anyone see that new video of China that came out this week?
I heard she was twerking and never clicked on it.
Yeah, she was twerking. She was doing that thing where, like, they do a handstand, and she was putting her legs against the wall, and then was trying to twerk that way, too. And she like fell forward onto her head.
Let's put it this way: it
was more off the self-respect.
It was more of an embarrassing video online than Sunny's Skype stuff.
Yeah, she was just a total train wreck in this video. And if anyone had any sympathy and defenses they were trying to make for her being in the Hall of Fame after that thing Triple H said on the Austin podcast, she just lost it from them with that.
She looks like somebody just got done punching her in the face too.
Oh.
Is that brutal?
No.
I think it's fairly accurate. Holy
shit. You know, she was never really that attractive at all, but there was a time period where she didn't look that bad around like.
It was during that Mama around like 2000
or something. I think that's what it was. 2001 maybe or whatever. But god damn. Like, there are men on the roster that are prettier than she is now.
You know what she looks like? Do you ever go to one of those Madame Tussauds wax museums?
No, but I can imagine she looks like a melting wax statue.
Yeah, that's exactly what she looks
Speaking of people who probably look prettier than China now, it's got to be Darren Young. I don't know what Darren Young did with his fucking head, but I thought he looked like David Otunga today.
For some reason. Maybe that actually is Otunga.
Oh my god. What if they did that? It doesn't even look like Darren Young at all, so I was so fucking confused when I saw him. He was coming back from a torn ACL, wasn't he?
Sounds right.
Something else, too. Can he tear it again?
I think it was the case of the gays.
ACL and MCL? That's something that's ACL. Yeah.
Just completely fuck his knee, is what you're saying. Just all these CLs down there, just fuck
them. Every CL that's out there. There's like a CL punk or something. Maybe they could tie in David Otunga with the whole dead family, dead Cody Rhodes, Bray Wyatt, Undertaker thing. We just get a big mashup feud.
Exactly, that could be the Andre the Giant battle royal.
Sal went to Tombs and he tore his gaze.
That's so silly. I like it.
That would be a joke that I could see that Ryback character that we've been talking about repeating backstage. Just, hey, Oos, Oos, guess what Darren tore? It was Gacy, y'all. You know what I'm talking about? Chewing his gum. What hey, see, it's funny, you know, because he's gay. And it's a ACL. Oos. Oos. Right back. I'm in the middle of a match right
just
now.
Wanna be...
Yo, Oos.
Just want to be clear. We have no problem with gay people. We actually fully support Darren Young and his right to want to go to countries where gay people want to be murdered.
What country was that again? Because fuck that country. Come on.
It wasn't India. It was just some middle. It probably was like Iraq or like Saudi Arabia or something like that.
It was. I think Waco surmised it perfectly when he said some country that uses sand.
I
was going to admit
that.
Oh goodness gracious. I'm not even gonna repeat that one. Thanks, Silent Wind of Doom. You're really becoming an asshole in the chat room. You're starting to become the bad guy around here. No wonder why JD doesn't
it's
like
called
you.
A change of character, dude. You know, he realized that ever since you called him ugly, he has to change his persona, dude. He's like disfigured Cody Rhodes now.
The hideous
gonna be the
Cody
outspoken
Rhodes.
Wind of Doom.
Oh goodness, guys, is there anything left to really talk about from Raw tonight? I really really feel like we hit all the main points.
There's a couple little stupid odd things that happened. One thing that I thought was funny, and this is just the last note that I had written down. I only wrote 4 notes down for the entire thing, but I thought this was funny enough. The awkward ending of Raw.
We can talk more about that,
but before we do, I want to throw one thing out there that made it even more awkward. That was Michael Cole is, you know, trying to usher us into this marathon thing that they're doing, and he's like, the marathon starts right now. And then Booker just has to get in, happy birthday. It's just like the very last thing. It's like what I would edit out of what we usually have at the end of a segment on SmackDown. He's just kind of like, hey, happy birthday.
And then Vince is like, God damn it.
Right. It's like it could have gone in this real nice, like, you know, it starts right now. And then, like, you know, that boo doo 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 ba kind of thing that they have at the beginning of each thing. Instead, it's just kind of like, hey, yo, happy birthday. Like, but that was a really awkward ending. We all had the same idea of, like, wait, is something else supposed to happen? Because it's already like quarter after.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they were thinking with that.
Let's talk about Booker some more. Booker's really been doing some really odd interruptions lately. What was it last night where he was like, hey, hey!
Yeah, the pre-show. Oh my God. He said something that wasn't even that funny. And nobody even really laughed. And he just goes, ha ha. They're like, he drug it out so much that the other people, Corey Graves, Byron Saxton, and Renee Young, are just looking at him like, dude, what the fuck was that? Like, he's like that dude who is hanging out at the party and he's way too stoned and he's talking too loud and nobody wants to tell him to shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
Peyton's like that to me.
Wago.
One thing I want to mention from tonight, just our truth on commentary. That was completely random. I don't know if you guys already talked about that or not.
What's Yep.
What's it? Hey, I want a match without using any of your moves, Brooker.
Anything else? Wago, anything else we didn't get to talk about yet?
I like how we watch Sunday Night Raw and then Monday Night Raw back to back.
Can't wait to watch the Tuesday Night Live version of Raw. But that's not this week.
There was a cool line that Ryback threw out there with the Axelmania thing. Good little promo from him about turn your upper lip south and shut the hell up. And I'm going to take you to Smashville.
Let's just say in general, promos were pretty on point tonight. Roman Reigns delivering one of the best promos he's ever done. Rusev, probably the single best promo he's ever done. John Cena was on point tonight. Ryback was on point. Curtis Axel wasn't too damn bad. Stephanie was fucking vicious with her fucking putting Seth Rollins in his place backstage. A lot of great talking.
I would disagree about Cena. Yeah, I wasn't really feeling him. No sympathy for Cena in the segment. Why? Rusev kicked ass, though. Rusev did the best job.
What are you talking about? He's a man. He's defending his country, Tony. Are you not a real American? Are you a fuck? Who are you? Are you, who would it be? Are you a Cody Rhodes? Is that what you're getting at here?
Huh? I like that point where John Cena actually went like, well, you could say what you want about me, but don't you talk about America.
Wait. Did he like mess up calling it the Accolade or something like that?
Yeah, the Acolyte.
Called the Acolyte.
Why didn't JBL jump on that? God damn it.
There is another funny part with speaking of people talking a little bit loudly and stuff. By the way, I need to mention that on Smack Talk. If we don't remember, we got to talk about how John Cena just completely yelled like every move in that match against Rusev. But
you mean like he always does?
Even worse than normal. But another thing that I had overheard tonight on Raw that I thought was funny, and this is the best part of the whole Divas segment, which was only 3 minutes long anyway, but when the Bella Twins are leaving, there's this one fan, and he's like, don't forget your sweater, don't forget your jacket, and he's pointing down at it like, hey, there's your jacket, your coat's there. He was like really, really concerned about it.
So the fans were good tonight in this way that they were just doing stupid shit that was funny, not like Raw after WrestleMania funny, but like just like stupid stuff like that. Did you mention something like a fan like was punching the air behind Booker T or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, towards the end of the show there was this guy doing like the Cesaro punching thing, but he did it like way too long and then just kind of got all happy about himself.
I thought it was a guy pretending he was Ziggler doing the shadow boxing thing, and I was actually more excited about that.
Shadow boxing.
Oh, yeah. How about our Hall of Fame announcement tonight of the
Bushwhackers? Too bad the Ascension ruined it, so I already knew who it was before they actually announced it.
Yeah, Facebook did that for me before.
I know, anyway. But like, if you didn't watch it, if you didn't know it beforehand, and like you hear the Ascension mentioning the Bushwhackers before the actual announcement, I feel like that's something that they should have thought of, and that I feel like someone on the internet will complain about, because people will complain. Maybe that's why they're
on the internet complaining about it right now.
I'm just pointing out to it. I really fucking don't care, because I'm too young to actually know the Bushwhackers too well. I remember you did your tournament for the tag teams, and I believe they made it far in it, didn't they?
They did, yeah. Bushwhackers are a likable tag team. I mean, they weren't like the top level main event ones, no, but you know what? They came out there and like people cheered. They did the little thing with their arms. They would go to the guardrails and they would grab a child and start licking their face. And like, this was okay at the time, you know, this is before we were all like germaphobes and everything. Like, parents were just like, yeah, look at my kid's face, this is great.
Also, I like him.
Hun, get a picture of the wrestler licking Tommy.
Get a picture of the toothless, gross wrestler licking his face.
See, I always put them like on the same level as the Headbangers and stuff. Like,
the Bushwhackers and the Headbangers. Fuck, who came up with these names? But the Bushwhackers are funny, in my opinion. Just the name alone is awesome.
I love the gimmick, and I love the vignettes that they had with those guys. They were showing like the little pieces of them as they were going through the Hall of Fame video. Awesome tag team. A lot of people don't know much about them in their pre-WWE days, but if you go back and review the Sheepherders stuff, completely different tag team. They were like a rough brawler tag team with lots of violence, lots of use of weapons and things like that. They were assholes. I guess they were assholes as the Bushwhackers too. Assholes.
Finger banging each other's assholes.
Sorry, I was just watching 21 Jump Street earlier.
Should I make the joke? First 20 were better.
Right. Now that we've lost all our listeners.
Yeah.
Well, if we haven't lost any yet, we got another caller on the line. We should bring them on. He's from the 412, and his name is JD.
is JD, it's the All JD Show. It is the All JD Show. It is JD, it is the JD Show.
Shut the fuck up, Drew.
Way, go suck a dick.
All right, JD there, bud?
What's up, bitches? How are you tonight?
Ooh. Oh, we're after, whoa, bitches. Potty mouth you on Mr. What? JD tonight.
What's you would never call us a bitch. Philadelphia reference because it's a good thing, though, because I'm in a great mood tonight, guys. That's why I'm in a fantastic mood tonight, to say the least.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm not drunk, actually. But my power did go out for about 5 minutes during the main event tonight, though. I did get to see the rest of the show, though, and I saw all of Raw. I mean, tonight's show was good tonight. I mean, it was pretty good in Music City, you gotta say. I mean, it was nice to see Orton put Noble and the Stooges in their place. I think they're definitely teasing this up more and more. I wish she would have RKO'd Stephanie, knocked her on her ass. I would have liked to have seen Cena kick Rusev Alana right in the chops. I think we're definitely seeing a Rocky IV match coming up at WrestleMania. We got a great retirement match possibly setting up between the Dust Brothers. We got the casket match me with Bray and the Taker. We got a hellacious battle between Triple H and Sting, which could be a street fight. We could maybe see Roman Reigns, of course, versus Brock, in which we could see Seth and Mr. Suck Me Off Rollins steal Money in the Bank and also cash in on Roman Reigns' time. It's a very good possibility. I mean, WrestleMania with 5 weeks to go is shaping up to be one hellacious build-up, and it's being very exciting in a couple of weeks when we go to Raw in Pittsburgh. But, yeah, tonight's Raw.
Are you going to go to that Raw in Pittsburgh?
What's that?
Are you going to the Raw in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I'll be there in a couple of weeks.
Oh, where are you sitting at?
2 weeks when Raw's in Pittsburgh. Where am I sitting? I'm going to be near the center of the ring. I'm not going to be quite down by ringside. I'm going to be looking towards the ring like I was last year in New Orleans. How are the nosebleed, but not too high up this time.
On camera side or?
Off to the
Like, are you going to be on the side the camera's facing?
On the other side of the camera, basically, looking towards the ring, not towards the camera side, however, where they come down.
Okay.
The Tron way, the other side, looking towards center ice, basically, in a way, in the console center. But I'm going to have 5 minutes.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah, but it's like I said, it was a half-decent fast lane last night. Like I said, I thought Raw in Nashville was pretty good tonight. Like I said, we'll see what the Reigns do when they're not smart, but it is shaping up to be a great WrestleMania in more ways than one, and I think it's going to be very exciting, to say the least.
A couple of topics we were running down tonight. We'd like to get your opinion on it. They seem to be big debates for us. First off, Rusev or Cena, who wins at Mania?
I think this time you have to give Cena the victory after what Rusev and his little
bimbo. God.
I mean, I think you're going to have Cena either with Sergeant Slaughter or Hulk Hogan in his corner, and Rusev's probably going to have someone like Ivan Koloff or Nikita or maybe Nikolai Volkoff in his corner.
That might be kind of interesting if they pull out some legends like that. Other big one, what the hell does Daniel Bryan do this year?
That's a good question now. I mean, do you throw him in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal? Do you have him in Dolph Ziggler? Maybe go at it and steal the show like they were talking about 2 or 3 months ago? It's a possibility. It's him.
Hello?
Are we back yet?
It completely cut off, so I was confused for a second.
I got cut out too.
I hung up because it was totally silent.
Okay. I thought it was just me.
Okay, let's try resetting him here. All right. JD, we want to talk to you, but you're not there.
It was the same dude that did the blackout on Raw tonight.
Oh, wait, we got another 412 calling in. This is weird. I got two numbers from the 412. Maybe this is the fake JD calling in now. Hello, no. Who's there?
Payne, it's me again. You guys lost me there for a minute. The real JD, not the fake JD.
No,
it's not the fake JD. Because you were asking me about Daniel Bryan, and you lost me for a split second. So, no, I was answering you. I think if Daniel Bryan does not go into the Andre the Giant Battle Royal maybe this year, I think you put him in a matchup with Ziggler or maybe with him in Raw, possibly maybe Sheamus again.
Early favorite for the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
It depends. I mean, right now, I would say, however, I mean, if there's one, I mean, it could be the Big Slow, maybe. It could be missed out, but I'm going to pull a rabbit out of my hat, and then we're going to throw some NXT guys in there. Like, say, maybe, I would see maybe Adrian Neville or Zayn. I'm going to say right now, it could come down, if it's an NXT guy, it's going to be either Neville or Zayn, and if it's a WWE guy, I think it could be possibly maybe the Big Slow, as much as I hate to say it, though.
Oh, gosh. All right, guys, let's do a quick SJD. I'm getting tired. I don't know how much longer I can keep this going. So, Drew, since you were late to the party, you can go first.
That's fine. So, JD, my question is, who's going to win the Stanley Cup this year?
That's a good question. I mean, it really is. I mean, the East Division is a very tough division. The West is so open with Chicago, San Jose, L.A., again, as we would expect, Dallas. And in the East, you've got New York, Philadelphia, Boston, Montreal, Pittsburgh, Philly. Right now, in the West, I mean, obviously everyone's going to pick the Hawks again. In the East, however, I would love to see my Penguins do it, Howard, and I hope they do, Howard. But this is going to make a lot of people cringe when I say this word, Howard. The Islanders are for real. The Islanders scare me a little bit. I would rather take them over the Rangers, even though Rick Nash is a good ball hockey player. But the Rangers right now with Lundqvist, Howard, until he gets healthy, are not my pick. But I think it's going to be the Islanders in Chicago in the final come June.
All right, Mr. Wago.
Come back to me. I've got nothing.
Tony?
Okay.
Did you watch the Oscars last night? And if so, what are your thoughts?
No, I didn't. I taped it. I did see the highlights this morning. My thoughts are, I'm not surprised Birdman won. I mean, I'm a little upset, not upset, but a little down that Michael Caine from my hometown did not win Best Actor, but the guy who won for playing Stephen Hawking, well-deserved. The one thing that did surprise me in the one movie I didn't like, Howard, and I recently saw it about 3 months ago, the Grand Budapest Hotel, I can't say it until now, winning all those awards. I didn't think it was all that great of a movie, personally. I mean, it's the same old cast in a Wes Anderson film. Wes Anderson's a great director, don't get me wrong, but he does the same cast in all his movies, whether it be Tenenbaums, Rushmore, Darjeeling Limited. It really was not that great of a film, and I was really surprised, Howard, that it took Birdman for most awards, because I thought Selma, or at least maybe Gone Girl, or at least one of the other big ones, like Boyhood, would challenge him. But I'm glad Birdman did win. I do want to see it, but I've heard a lot of people have mixed reviews about it.
Let's pull some out of the chat room here. We got Silent with the Doom asking, is it a good day for hockey?
It's a good day for hockey, and I'm surprised you haven't had the guts to call in lately, Silent Wind of Doom. Where are you hiding at lately? I guess you're hiding under your own skirt because you haven't had the guts to call and talk to me on the phone like a man. You've been hiding like a woman lately. It just goes to show you.
Oh, gosh. By God, asks, what's the best scenario for Seth Rollins to cash in?
The best scenario could be, I think, and that's a good question. I think, like I just said, I think you're going to see it happen at Mania. Somehow, someway, he is going to lose to Orton, however, through Jon Stewart and maybe possibly costing them the match. Then I think later in the night, however, after the match is done between Brock and Roman Reigns, however, and Roman is all spent, however, and Roman is just celebrating the ring, however, Rollins is just going to sneak in from behind and pull an edge on him and cash in right then and there and possibly leave Santa Clara with the gold.
All right. What's next? What we got here? Ferris 419. Do you think Reigns should keep the crowd entrance or switch to a regular entrance down the ramp?
I think they're going to do something flashy for him for Mania, but I don't see it happening. I think he's got to get better in his promos more than anything. I think that's the one thing that's really hurting him right now more than anything. I think that's why fans have been turning on him as of late.
All right, Mr. Wager, you got something?
What movie should me and Johnna go see on Friday?
Well, I haven't seen – well, Kingsman. The one movie I did hear that – I haven't seen the new releases for yet this week, but the one movie my one friend and his girlfriend went to see the other night, actually, and it was on Friday, it was that new Kevin Costner movie. It was supposed to be pretty good, actually. It did pretty well.
Kevin Costner. Ooh.
Right now we're looking at The Imitation Game.
The Imitation Game, well, that's not a bad choice. I mean, that's a good choice. Boyhood's good, too.
Yeah, you can. Kane's got a shot.
I mean, there's some good movies out now. I'll tell you, the movie I am still waiting to see, and I have not seen it yet. I'm going to hopefully take my girlfriend this weekend and see it because she was laid up with a stomach flu, and this is legit that she was laid out on Saturday with a stomach flu. She's feeling better now as of yesterday. I might take her this Friday to see Selma. I do want to see Selma for some reason. I really do. I'm a history buff, and I think seeing a movie like that would be tremendous. Or if Birdman's still out, I'll see that too.
Yeah.
Big Kingsman.
Kingsman's not bad. I mean, Kingsman's supposed to be good. Kingsman's getting some good reviews. I've heard that. Yep. I'll tell you a funny story, though. You want to talk about a funny story, though? I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but I just read somewhere. Apparently, some woman was arrested in Mexico for masturbating during 50 Shades of Grey.
Ooh, that's not surprising.
Only one?
It was a Mexican woman, though, they said.
Oh, that makes sense, then.
Ay, 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 ay.
Me so hombre, oh my god. Oh, I wonder if it was the B guy.
All right, so I got a highly controversial thing to ask you about, JD. Everyone has an opinion deep about this one, and people fall on all different sides. What's your opinion about Nutella?
Nutella, like the brand Nutella, you mean? Like, is that what you mean?
Yeah, let's go with that.
What do you mean?
Like the spread.
Nutella. Oh, spread. I've had
Nutella,
it before.
I thought it was Nutella.
Nutella, Nutella, doesn't really matter what you call it. I've had it before. It's not bad. I mean, I'm not that big of. I mean, I used to be a big crazy chocoholic because I loved Reese's Cups so much. I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's not bad. It's good for anything. I mean, like I said, it's good for spreading. Having it in the morning, like on your toast or something like that. It's not bad. It's not like Vegemite. I mean, I've never had Vegemite, so it's good. I think it's good for you to have a nice, good cup of chocolate in the morning and put it on toast. Works. And anything else? Whatever they say, screw them.
I think it tastes better on my knees.
All right.
Oh. That deserves a move for that. And that should have been a very, I wouldn't say bad statement, but that was just totally unacceptable in more ways than one.
All right, Jay, do you want to take one more from Drew, or should we just call it a night?
Why not? One more from Drew. Go for it, Drew.
Jesus Christ, I thought this was SJD. You're supposed to always be open for a question. Anyways, my question to you, where do you get your t-shirts from?
What kind of question? I think we can call it a night now, and we got to hit the move, Cal. Yeah, and that was absolutely a pointless question. Think of something better, Drew. I mean, music, movies, anything. Come on. Thank you. There we go. Drew, you should have a better question besides music and movies. Come on. Music or movies? All
right.
Wrestling DVDs for that matter. Next week, however, maybe we'll have to get into that. Maybe wrestling DVDs. Like, what wrestling DVDs is everyone's favorite, or which ones has everyone watched before and enjoyed watching in the past and want to enjoy now? You know?
That'd be a good idea, unless we actually have stuff to talk about from Raw. But we'll see. You never know what we're going to get with
these two. In 2 weeks, however, I will be calling you hopefully from on my way home from Raw, believe it or not. I will be at Raw in 2 weeks.
Yeah, live rundown, and I'm hopefully Pittsburgh won't be quite as vicious as that Philadelphia crowd was to Roman Reigns.
Oh, they will, believe me. I think, like I said, hopefully they have Brock and Sting there. I think they're going to have to show up there, and I hopefully we'll see the Undertaker make his return there too.
Maybe that might be his first night with the way it looks like they're going with this. But JD, we're gonna run things out here. So you have a good night, man. Always good to hear from you.
All right, guys, take care. Enjoy the rest of the week.
All right. I don't think I feel like taking any more calls tonight. I'm sorry, guys. I'm getting really drained here. So we're going to start wrapping things up here. Good, bad, and ugly time, I guess. You guys actually have good, bad, and uglies, actually?
Nope.
No? Okay.
Fuck. I already kind of went through all my notes. I can repeat them if you want, but...
All right. We're just going to move on things out of here. So, Wago, plugs. Do them. Plug them out.
All right.
Do it. Do your plugs. You do your plugs yet? Why aren't you doing your plugs yet? Come on, Wago, do your plug. Oh.
For all my content, which is Addicted to Anime, Wago Rants, and UDMMA, you can go over to StephenWago.com for all your information on that.
All right, Mr. Drewski Booski.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Tony.
SmartCountMember.com, YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher are going to be all over the place for everything I mentioned, including that. FanboysAnonymous.com, all talk show. Tell us if you want us to do an episode tomorrow if we're not too tired or we have nothing to say or whatever. Maybe we'll go ahead and do that. And one more thing that I need to mention because I want to make sure I don't forget about it. The Baseman Show is going to be commandeering a 24-hour gaming marathon for charity, and we're going to do that Sunday into Monday from 12 p.m. to 12 p.m. So what you guys can do, if you want to donate, if you've got anything that you can throw out there, go to fanboysanonymous.com. You'll be able to find more information on that. And I can't remember off the top of my head what the donation goes to, but it is a legitimate charity. It's not like us doing it for ourselves. But
pizza fund.
The human fund. Money for people. So, you know, pay attention to the charity and the marathon. It's one of the main things that we do once a year. And, yeah, you guys know everything else.
Yeah, Tony and myself will be participating in a Smash Brothers tournament going down. So show up and cheer for us or cheer for our opponents or do whatever you want to do. And if you enjoyed this show, folks, please join us every single Monday night following the conclusion of Raw. Set your browsers to megapowersradio.com where you can join us for the most interactive post-Raw experience available live on Mega Powers Radio. If you cannot join us live, though, we like to make the show available for you anytime during the week. You can head over to iTunes, Stitcher Radio, search for Raw Post Show, and find us easily. While you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Help us climb the charts there so other people can find what an awesome show we are. We are also available on YouTube and SmartOutMoment.com, one of your best websites for finding all the latest going on in the wrestling world. But if you don't like current wrestling and you prefer old wrestling, check out my other website, KeepingKayfabe.com, where wrestling is still real to us, just like it was in that crowd tonight. If you believe that it should stick that way, head to KeepingKayfabe.com and check out what we got going on there. And for everything else going on in my world, head to my Twitter, MRPADEN. That's Mr. Payton for everything going on in the world of Mr. Payton. Until next week, though, I am Mr. Payton for Drew White, for Tony Mango, and for Steven Wago, and for everyone else in the Mega Powers universe. We'll see y'all next week on the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio.